You ever like just turn on the tap and kind of think about everything that has to go right for clean water to actually come out?
Most people don't. It's one of those things we totally take for granted, right?
Right, until something goes wrong. And lately, those something wrongs are starting to feel a little too close to home.
Yeah, you're talking about cybersecurity, right? Because clean water depends on systems working, and those systems, yeah, they're vulnerable.
Exactly. And that's what this whole deep dive is about, a closer look at how these threats are playing out in the real world. Like, remember a few weeks back, American Waterworks, huge company, by the way.
Huge, millions of customers across, like, what is it, 16 states?
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, they filed this 8K report October 3rd, if you want to look it
Oh,
up.
yeah, I remember that. Not exactly light reading, those 8Ks, but this one was a page turner, right?
For the cybersecurity world, totally, because it basically said, hey, we had some unauthorized activity, which, okay, kind of vague, but.
But when a company that size uses that language and then immediately activates incident response,
Calls in the cybersecurity cavalry, goes straight to law enforcement.
that's them hitting the panic button. They're not messing around. It screams, this is serious.
And it makes you wonder what exactly happened. The report doesn't go into a ton of
Well,
detail.
but just from those initial reactions, safe to say this wasn't some like forgotten password situation.
And then there's this, they get this disconnected some of their systems. Like, what? Isn't that a bit extreme?
It's extreme, sure, but it tells you something. This wasn't just about stealing data. They were worried about something spreading, taking control. My bad. Web app or API attack.
Okay, hold up. For those of us who didn't go to hacker school, what are APIs again?
Think of them like little messengers that let different software programs talk to each other. So, like, your billing system over here needs info from the treatment plant's control system. APIs are the go-between.
And more connections mean more ways for things to go wrong.
Yeah. And these days, everything's connected. More efficient? Totally. But it creates a whole new set of challenges when it comes to security.
So this American Waterworks thing, it's not like a one-off, right?
Sadly, no. We've seen these kinds of attacks increasing, and not just attempts, but actual impacts.
Yeah, and they can get scary fast. Kansas, just last month.
Yeah, that water treatment plant. Forced into manual mode because their systems were down. Big disruptions.
Makes you think about that Oldsmar, Florida incident a few years back, you know, where they actually got into the system.
And tried to mess with the chemical levels. Sodium hydroxide, wasn't it? Scary stuff.
Like straight out of a movie, right? Except it's real life. And it feels like these systems, I don't know, maybe weren't designed for this kind of threat.
A lot of them weren't, no. And it's not just water, it's across critical infrastructure. A lot of catching up to do.
Because the bad guys are always up in their game, right? So how do you even start to defend against that?
Well, first you got to understand the landscape, right? So we've got CISA,
CISA, that's, sorry, go ahead.
Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. They're basically the watchdogs, right? Looking out for these kinds of threats to critical stuff, power grids, water systems, you name it.
Gotcha. So they're on it, right? Like, what are they actually doing about all this?
Bunch of things, actually. They monitor for threats, put out alerts, do a ton of work with organizations like, well, those water utilities to help them beef up their security game.
So, like, after that Arkansas City attack a while back, that was a close one, right?
Too close. And CISA, they put out this alert, right? Specifically about how vulnerable these internet-connected OT and ICS devices are.
Okay, more acronyms. OT, ICS, those are.
Oh, sorry, right. Operational Technology and Industrial Control Systems. Basically, think of them as the brains behind all the physical processes in these industrial settings.
So, like in a water treatment plant, that's what's actually controlling the flow of chemicals, the filtration, all that.
Exactly. Problem is, a lot of these systems, they're older, you know, built on tech that maybe wasn't designed with cybersecurity in mind. Weak passwords, outdated software.
Easy pickings for a hacker who knows what they're doing.
Unfortunately, yeah, and in Arkansas City. Lucky they caught it when they did. No disruption to the water itself.
But still, huge wake-up call.
Absolutely. And here's the thing, it's not just about stopping like nation-state actors or whatever. We're talking about cyber criminals looking for a quick buck.
Ransomware attacks, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Or even just like chaos agents who want to see the world burn, you know? You've got to be ready for anything.
It's like, okay, constant threat coming from everywhere. What can these guys even do? The folks actually running these plants, keeping the water flowing, it can't just be hoping for the best, right?
Yeah, way. You got to be proactive. And for these water systems, first thing's got to be vigilance, you know, constantly watching their networks like Hawkeye for anything suspicious.
So think security cameras, but for data.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's not enough to just have the cameras, right?
Yeah.
You got to know what you're looking at. Got to have people who can read the data, spot those red flags before it's too late.
Right. So that's what? Training. Experience.
Both. And then there's the whole outdated systems thing we talked about. Can't forget that.
Yeah, the, like, leaving your front door unlocked because you haven't gotten around to fixing the lock thing.
Exactly. Updating software, patching vulnerabilities the second they're found. It's basic stuff, but it's amazing how often it gets overlooked.
Especially when you're talking about, what, budgets, right? These systems aren't cheap to maintain.
Huge problem.
Aska.
And the bad guys know it. That's why, on top of the vigilance, you got to have those strong defenses, strong password policies.
Which, again, sounds basic, but...
You'd be surprised. And then there's stuff like network segmentation, basically building firewalls inside your system. So even if someone does get in...
Damage control, right.
Exactly. Contain it, minimize the impact. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Even with all that, it's a constant arms race, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are these technicians, these engineers, can they really stay ahead of, like, nation-state hackers? It's a lot to ask.
It is. So what's the answer? More money, better tech.
Those help, sure. But honestly, a lot of it comes down to people. Collaboration. These guys got to be working hand in hand with cybersecurity experts, sharing info, doing training, learning from each other's mistakes.
So it's almost like a community thing.
It has to be. We can't just throw money at the problem and hope it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
This is about awareness, shared responsibility.
Which, I mean, it's kind of wild when you think about it, right? That something as basic as turning on the tap, getting a glass of water, now relies on this whole network of people, technology, constant vigilance.
It's the world we live in, right?
Right.
But it's also why these conversations, this deep dive, it's so important. The more we understand these threats, the better equipped we are to deal with them.
Totally. And on that note, huge thanks to you, as always, for breaking it all down. Really appreciate your insights.
Anytime. Glad to help.
And to everyone listening, thanks for joining us for another deep dive. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay safe out there.